It's the river of anointing. It's the river of God. It's the river of God's presence in our lives. Welcome, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Clearwater, Florida. And we are live, as always, in the studio and excited to be here with you today. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and along with me is my wonderful and completely amazing associate pastor, Pastor Jim, who I love so much.
Hey there.
Hey there. And Nan's in the studio today, too. But Megan is going to be on the show with us from Indiana. Megan Kramer, who was a part, she and her mother and dad, a part of my church in Indiana, Cornerstone, many years ago. And Megan and her mom, Betty, are a part of this radio team, as are some other people from Beacon here. So we look forward to hearing from Megan later on. She'll come on here soon. And PJ, as we lovingly call Pastor Jim, we just came from our monthly first Sunday of the month nursing home ministry at Palm Garden Clearwater, did we not?
Yes, we did.
And was it just not great as always?
It was. And you know, we had a couple of people that hadn't been there for a while, and that was great to watch them. You know, they were just in there praising the Lord and
absolutely
doing what they needed to do.
Yes. I tell you what, though, the thing that got me the most, and there seems to be always something that happens there, and it was today when little Hetty, who had her daughter Shirley beside her, who is almost always there. Hetty can't really communicate much, but she can certainly sing and remembers the words to all those songs that we do at nursing home. And when we were doing the chorus, "The Joy of the Lord is My Strength," is that the one that she was doing?
That's the one she did solo.
A solo on it. Talk to us about that, PJ. That was so cool.
That was very cool. And, you know, we'd kind of finished the song and she was over there with her daughter, Shirley, and we could kind of hear her a little bit. Then she got louder, and she just sang the song.
She got loud.
Yeah, she got loud. She let us know she was singing.
She did. It was just so cute. What a blessing. We started going to Palm Garden Nursing Home about 5.5 years ago, I think, when my mother was living there after a serious accident that she had, and she rehabbed there. But then one of our church members, actually one of our founding church members for Beacon of Hope, was Jeannie Brewer. And Jeannie lived there for a few years. And that's when Mom and Jeannie were there is when they asked us to start doing services. So we've been so blessed through the years to go the first Sunday of every month. And, I mean, we give of ourselves and our time willingly because it blesses them, but it also blesses us, PJ.
It blesses us, for heaven's sake.
I know it.
I love going there.
Yes.
And, you know, I just get the feeling that they love having us.
Oh, yeah, you know, they do. So, anyway, we just came from there. And we are in a series called Right at the Fork, which is about your plan for your life, the destiny that you have. And we've talked about a lot of things in this series over the last few weeks. If you've missed some of those shows, you can catch up with those on our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. And it stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. And at the end of each month, our webmaster goes and puts all the shows for the current month on our website where they stay from now till Jesus comes, Pastor Jim. We've got so many, hundreds and hundreds, over 400 shows on our website. So, dear listener, if you want some good teaching with great contemporary Christian music and wonderful chat by our radio team through the years, starting in 2007 in April when we began the radio ministry, which means that we're in our 10th year right here on this show every single Sunday faithfully. And it's a joy. I look forward to it every single week. It is a highlight of my week. Pastor Jim, you joined us in 08, and you've been on the radio team almost since the beginning of 08. Talk to us about that. I mean, what a joy it's been for you, because I know you feel that way.
Oh, I love being on the radio team. It's a way to communicate the gospel, to talk about what God does in real time.
Amen.
You know, and it kind of in real time and space.
Right.
Not just a theoretical God.
Right.
But as Francis Schaeffer wrote, the God who was there. I mean,
the God who is there. Amen.
He's not somewhere out beyond. He's here and he's active and working. And in this show, we talk about how that happens and
right,
and how it's affected our lives and other people's lives.
God is alive and he's present. He's amen. Working.
Amen.
Woo. He's omnipresent too. He's everywhere. Anyway, we're excited about this show today. And we are going to start out in the book of 2 Peter, if you want to join us there, about verse 1 or 2. And then we're going to a lot of different places, and it's all about heaven. Why is it about heaven today, Pastor Jim?
Because that's our final destination.
There you go. That's the destination, right. You know, when you take a trip on an airplane, and maybe you go to one city and have a layover, and then you switch planes and go to someplace else, you can even do that multiple times, and then but you eventually end up where your destiny,
where you're
right?
Where you're planning to go.
Yeah, where you're trying to get to. Well, where we're going is heaven, and we're very excited about that. Very, very excited about that. Agree with us in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this show. We thank you for all the listeners, wherever they are around this globe, whether they're listening live or whether they will listen this weekend on Starcom Radio Network. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. You get the glory and the praise week after week. We are your servants. We're dedicated to speaking your word in a way that will get through to each of us and help us in our daily walk with you. Lord, we thank you for your anointing on this show. It is always amazing. You get the glory and the praise ahead of time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You want to introduce that first song, Pastor Jim?
Okay, it's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And this version, I mean, this song has been done by several different people, including
right.
Hillsong. But this version is one of my favorites, and I'm just going to boast just a smidge.
Okay.
Long time ago, I met the person that sings this song.
Seriously? I didn't know that.
Paul Wilbur was in the group Harvest.
Oh, he was.
Eons
okay.
and eons ago. He left it shortly. He wasn't in it very long, but we had them come sing at our little teen outreach in Greenfield, Indiana.
Greenfield, Indiana. Yes.
We had Harvest there, and I got to meet Paul Wilbur.
Whoa, cool.
So the song, it was very cool. It was very cool to kind of hang with these guys.
Oh, that's neat.
Okay, but the song is Days of Elijah, and it is one of my favorites. It just speaks to, you know, where we're going.
Amen.
And how we're going to get there.
Yes, and we do have a destiny, and we are headed there. Days of Elijah. Clap and sing with it if you want, because Pastor Jim will be doing that in the sound room in there. And me in the control room, and we'll be doing that, praising God in this song. Just does that to you.
Days of Ezekiel. The dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are white in the world. And we are your laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, like the trumpet call. So lift your voice, if you hear unto believe, out of Zion's hills salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise him together. Hallelujah. Who was, who is, and who is to come. Oh, hallelujah. Love that song. And behold, he comes riding on the clouds. Yes, that's going to happen, dear ones, and we are going to see him in all of his glory. Oh, praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, starting with the little phrase, grace and peace to you many times over. We speak that to all of you listeners right now. Grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Isn't that what it's about? Grace and peace to you as you deepen in your experience with the Master, Jesus. Verse 3, everything that goes, I'm front in the Message Bible today, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. That's Jesus. The best invitation we ever received. Ah, love it. We were also given absolutely terrific promises. Promises is a key word right there to pass on to you. Your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turned your back on a world corrupted by lust. PJ, do you want to read those verses? And what do you have today in your 155 Bible collection?
I have the New King James.
There you go. Do you want to read 2-4 and give us some insight there? And these are good verses. Love it.
They are. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, mm-hmm. by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Mm-hmm. Love those promises. Mm-hmm. One of those promises is eternal life, right? That's exactly. Why I wanted to start with these verses. We've been given these absolutely terrific promises. You want to comment on any of that?
Oh, sure.
Then we'll get to Megan, who's on the line.
Okay. Well, in verse 2 and in verse 3, it has the word knowledge.
Yes.
And it's a strengthened, in the Greek, it's a strengthened form of that word.
Right.
Which means true and accurate knowledge by experience.
Okay, love
so
that.
So it's not just head knowledge. It's mm-hmm. not just, Peter's not talking here about head knowledge or some sort of mystery knowledge. He's talking about knowledge by experience. This is true knowledge of God.
Right.
And of Jesus. And as we get to know him, those promises in verse 3, he's given us all things.
Right.
That pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. As we gain our knowledge of him, and we can never know God fully in this life.
Right.
So that's something to be strived for. And as we grow in our knowledge, all of those promises, those things that pertain to life and godliness, those grow in us.
Yes, we get they more, do. They get stronger in us day by day. If we're in the Word and we're meditating.
If we're in the Word, yeah.
Yes.
And then it's in a sense we find more promises.
Yes, we do.
And more promises become alive.
Amen.
To us.
And as that happens, then we are more assured on a daily basis of his love for us, of his plan for our life. And as we walk in those promises on a daily basis, our lives just begin to kind of fall in line mm-hmm. the way they're supposed to, you know? Megan, talk to us. Are you on the line, girl?
I'm on. Hi, you two. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Megan.
Good to hear your voice. Yes.
Good to hear you guys, too.
Yes, we miss you. You and your mom were just here for a few days back at the end of May and early June, and it was so good to have you in the studio with us, and it was so good to always spend time with you guys and your precious babies, Andrew and Zoe Grace, the human little girl.
It was such a good time. Yeah, human Zoe Grace. It was a wonderful time. You always, we're so excited to get there, and then the time flies, and we hate to leave.
It was so good to have you here. And, it's so good to have God's promises in our lives, isn't it, Megan? I mean, on a daily
absolutely.
Basis, we can draw on what he has already promised us.
Absolutely. And, we're facing a financial situation right now. My husband and I, he lost his job back in the middle of May.
Right.
And it's during those times that we draw on his strength.
Amen.
Because right now we have none.
Right.
Because we don't know what's coming, but we know that it's God's plan.
Right.
And we know that it contains his promises that he will never let us fall any further than our knees.
Right.
And
I like that.
such a great feeling.
Right.
That I'm never going to fall flat on my face.
Right.
I'm always going to be held. Always. And
Amen.
It's during those times, the hard times, when we learn the most.
That is when we learn the most. Yes. Yes. And, the hard times, a lot of times as we're going through them, we just don't have any idea maybe where the next dollar is coming from or where the next blessing is coming from. And, it's those times that we need to continue to ask, seek, and knock and say, God, these are my needs, and go before him. And I like to write it down in my little journal, because then I like to check it off when God's answered. And I was telling Pastor Jim and Nan a minute ago in the lobby as we were waiting for our show to start that I just went back yesterday and looked back at some needs I wrote down several weeks back. And I was able to put a red check mark beside every single one of those situations that have been resolved. And it was like, whoa. It's a faith-producing thing, isn't it, Pastor Jim, when we see what God's doing and fulfilling his promises to us on a daily basis?
It is, because that way we know that what helps me to know God is still active and listening.
Yes, listening to me, absolutely.
Which is the reason why In both the prayer book that we keep on Wednesday nights,
right.
Which, praise God, we're going to start using the new one on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. All those answers, praise reports, wow.
And
praise
when
God.
We send out our prayer requests,
yes.
I always ask people, you know, send us, let us know when God answers your
right,
prayer.
Right, right.
Because I keep track of those, too.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So here's where we are with this whole topic. We've been on a path. We are all on a path. The path that we choose, really. God gave us free will. He's not making us go to heaven. No, it's not that everybody's going to heaven. No, the ones who choose that path, the ones who choose to walk with him on a daily basis, the ones who have chosen Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and invited him to live on the inside of them, those, including us right here, Megan, Nan, PJ, and me, we have chosen Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I can't emphasize that enough. I know there's teachings out there, there's theories that everybody's going to heaven, everybody is going to be fine, and God loves everybody. He does love everybody, but he also sent Jesus to this earth to die on a cross for our sins and our sicknesses, and he was resurrected, the living God and the living Lord. And so there are a lot of people who don't even want to think about heaven or eternal life, right, Pastor Jim? Then we'll go to Megan for some comments, and let's go to chapter 3 of 2 Peter while we get ready to talk about that. But go ahead, Pastor Jim.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, you know, there's kind of two extremes, I guess. Sometimes people just think God's a big old ogre up there, or,
right,
you know, ready to bash people over the head, and that's not it at all.
Right.
Like you said, God is love, but because we are sinful and not too loving most of the time, are a good part of it.
Right.
You know, and I don't mean to make light of that, but because we're sinful creatures.
Yeah, well, of course.
And we can never on our own hope to come near to God.
That's right.
Which is why he sent Jesus.
Amen.
Because we on our own have offended God.
Yes.
Somebody had to pay that price, and
right,
that was Jesus.
Right.
So, yes, God loves everyone, but that doesn't give everybody a free pass into heaven.
No.
It's not like the golden ticket. The golden ticket is accepting Jesus,
amen,
as your personal Savior, accepting what he did on the cross, accepting that he rose again, and asking him into your heart.
Absolutely. That's how we go there. That's how we get on that path. Megan, you want to comment on this path to heaven here? Because I know you
Absolutely.
Accepted Jesus as a very young child. You were about 9, as I remember. And I remember where you and your mom used to sit in my church at Cornerstone in Newcastle, Indiana, clear back in the late 80s, early 90s. You were about the same age as most of my children. And I remember you loving Jesus from a very young age, Megan.
Yes, and I still do very much.
I know,
and
you do.
You know, I have to laugh because any time, usually when someone repeats the prayer of you want to accept the Lord into your heart, I still to this day repeat after that person because it's like, you know what, Lord, if I've done anything that's not been pleasing in your eyes, you know, I want to be forgiven for that. I want to make sure that that's where I'm going.
Because right, yeah.
The other choice, I don't want to go there.
No, and no, no.
No one wants to go there. And I kind of look at it this way, is when you have a relationship with someone, whether it be a best friend, a spouse, there is a level of commitment from both sides.
Sure.
And what I'm getting at is you make the outward acknowledgement that you're together, that you're my best friend, you're my spouse, whatever that may be. So that's what the Lord gives us the choice to do. Are
right.
we going to commit to him?
Amen.
Are we going to make that known?
Yes.
Are we going to give him as much as he gives us?
Right.
And that's how that relationship works. It's not that he just says, oh, I created you, you're automatically coming to heaven. No, you play a part in that too, a very big part.
You know, that's a good way to put it, and it really goes along with 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, which I'm going to start with, and then I want you guys to comment. In the Message Bible, my dear friends, this is now the second time I've written to you. This is Peter writing. Both letters reminders to hold your minds in a state of undistracted attention. I love those two words in the Message Bible. And PJ, I defer to you for what the New King James says there. But what Peter is saying is, be sure you are undistractedly paying attention, and how easy it is to get distracted by everything around us and forget that we're on a path, we're headed somewhere, and it's going to be glorious when we get there, even though this path sometimes has a lot of rough bumps in it. PJ, do you want to comment on that undistracted attention? Love it.
And I have a little footnote here about what, because this says, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder.
Okay.
The word there for pure means tested by sunlight.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, and I like the fact that Peter was assuming we had pure minds. I'll agree with that. Okay. I'll go with that.
Okay.
But it's tested by sunshine.
Yeah.
Or by sunlight. Unadulterated with foreign substances.
That's what it says in the New King James. Unadulterated by foreign substances.
Yeah, that's in the footnote for pure, just unadulterated, single-mindedness.
Yeah, in other words, paying attention, right. Focusing.
Right, keeping on the one track, on the
keep on the right path.
On the right path.
Exactly. Comment on that, Megan, if you will.
Well, you know, every day there are distractions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I could name millions because right. They're everywhere.
Right.
And that's where we come into the one-mindedness. And what that means is that no matter what you're doing, what you're going through, that you always have that thought that the Lord is with me.
Right.
And because you've always told us that it said 365 times in the Bible
right.
That he is with us.
Yes.
And so that's a comfort to us
mm-hmm.
That no matter the circumstances, that we shouldn't be distracted. We need to rebuke those distractions
right.
So that our goal-minded spirit will be focused on the sun.
Amen.
And that means the S-O-N.
Amen. And, you know, when you were talking about that, it reminded me, as a high school teacher many, many years ago, when I first started teaching, I was just out of college, so I was not much older than my juniors and seniors I was teaching chemistry to. But I tell you what, I remember that it was hard to keep their attention sometimes. It seemed like, you know, they were passing notes, they were doing this. This was the years before the cell phone. I can't imagine the challenges teachers have now. But the goal of a teacher is always to keep you focused on what's going on in the classroom so you can learn. That's God's desire too. Keep ourselves focused on his word and his words to us individually, the way he ministers to us on a daily basis. Keep our goals, our attention, all of it centered on where we're headed.
And if I can just cut in for a second.
Please do.
That's what we talked about on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Because we talked about the first part of Matthew
right.
Chapter 24. And I stressed about staying in the words, walking in the spirit, because
yes.
Over and over in there, Jesus says, be on your guard, don't be deceived.
Right. All the
it
time.
Predicts false prophets.
Right.
False messiahs rising up. And he says, don't be deceived. And
easy to be deceived.
It is. And, well, if you're not in the Word, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Jesus said they'll perform signs and wonders.
Yes.
Well, unless you're in the Word and you have the Spirit to help you discern
amen.
What's going on, then you can be in trouble. Because Jesus said they'll try and deceive even the elect.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? That's a perfect segue into verse 3 of 2 Peter 3.
Yes, ma'am.
First off, you need to know that in the last days, mockers are going to have a heyday. I love the way the Message Bible says that. Reducing everything to the level of their puny feelings. They'll mock. So what's happened to the promise of his coming? Our ancestors are dead and buried, and everything's going on just as it has been from the first day of creation. Nothing's changed. Can you just picture that? Megan, talk to me about the mockers, because they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They have not left just because Jesus went back to heaven. The mockers didn't leave.
No, they're still around. And I've been mocked myself because of the way that I carried myself the way that the Lord carried me through the loss of Grayson.
That's right. Yes.
The loss of Ben's job.
Right.
And, you know, I've been called a Jesus freak. And
you are. You know, Meg.
I am a Jesus freak, and I'm a Bible thumper.
There you go,
I'm
girl.
A chandelier swinger. And it's okay.
Chandelier
swinger. When I talk about my Lord, when I talk about the person that saved me from this earth, I get fired up.
Woo!
And, you know, just because I am of a younger generation doesn't mean that I can't be loud and be proud of who my Father is, because he gives me a reason to live.
Amen.
And because there's so many things that can happen to us that distract us and get us down and make us think that we're not worthy of anything. And
right.
That's the devil.
That's right.
And, you know, when we're not in the Bible, when we're not prayed up,
right.
We're not faced up, we ain't got nothing, people. We are nothing without the Lord.
And amen.
What's coming is it's going to get tougher. It's going to get tougher to be who we are because of the mockers.
They're
coming and they're getting stronger.
And you hear it everywhere. Don't you think, PJ? I mean, people make fun of Christians believing that Jesus is going to come back and rapture the church and all that. You know, there's a lot of people that just mock that and make fun of it and say, it hasn't happened, so it's not going to.
Well, yeah. I mean, people mock the whole idea of Jesus coming back.
Right.
And, you know, they mock the idea of Jesus being God.
Right.
Unfortunately, the church, some of the blame can be laid at the feet of the church for that, because we've sometimes not been a good example.
Right.
But even when Peter wrote, you know, he was saying, just watch out, because people are going to come and mock
right.
your beliefs. And, you know, he just says, you know, that'd be saying that they willfully forget. Things
right.
haven't always been the same.
Right.
And people forget that. And I think he told us that just so we wouldn't become offended.
Right.
By it.
Exactly.
I mean, because it's so easy if somebody makes fun of your faith. I mean, I know I've been there back when I was in college. Oh, Pastor, you should have seen me go. Talk about a Jesus freak.
Yeah. Okay. We're both Ball State University grads.
And again, there is nothing wrong with being a Jesus freak. I just want to put that
out there. That's right. Or being a Ball State University grad.
Amen.
I am. Uh-huh.
But people, I know I used to get very offended. I get very defensive if somebody challenged my faith.
Right.
Part of it was my own ego. And then part of it was, well, how could you not believe this?
Right.
And sometimes I know I reacted in ways that were not too Christ-like.
Right.
Because I tended to be very rigid, very dogmatic, as many of my classmates will tell you from way back then. Now that's, God taught me
yes.
how to mellow out
yes.
on that. I mean, still, I'm not going to get offended. And mostly what I'm going to do is start just praying for you.
Exactly.
I won't take offense at this if you mock. Because A, it's been predicted you're going to do this.
Right.
And B, I'm not going to let Satan use that mockery to take me away from Jesus.
That's right. And that's what happens with a lot of Christians, in my opinion, when they take a strong stand and then somebody, family members, spouse, whatever, rise up against them and give them a hard time and persecute them, you know. Instead of rejoicing that they're being persecuted, they get so discouraged, they quit, or they just say, and they get into the doldrums or depression or, you know, I don't know about all this. And Peter was addressing, he says, you know, don't listen to all that stuff that the mockers put out there. Realize that God's timing is not our timing. That's what I get out of verse 8 of 2 Peter 3. He says, with God, one day is as good as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. God isn't late with his promise, as some measure lateness. He's restraining himself on account of you, holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone to be lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. And that's verse 8 and 9 of 2 Peter 3. Megan, talk about that, will you? And we'll go back to PJ.
Well, you know what? He is holding back, because I can imagine how frustrated he gets with us humans. He
yeah.
watches the things that we do.
Yes.
And he's holding back because he wants to leave no one back. He doesn't
right.
want to leave anyone here and leave someone behind that he loves because he loves every single one of us. And it doesn't matter our history or the thoughts that are running through our head right now. We can be cleansed, we can be purified, and we can be glory bound. We just have to make that decision that we're tired of the humdrum daily life that we've been living, and we're ready to power up and charge up our souls and be supercharged to get to heaven.
Power up.
Power up. This time.
It is time.
It is time. I have told Mom for a couple of years now that it's the end time, guys. It's getting more disgusting out there, and people are getting more disgusting.
And amen, they are.
Yes, it was prophesied in what we're reading about the mockery.
Right.
It's just going to continue to get worse, and it's time for us to change our thought pattern.
It's time for us to absolutely rise up and power up in the strength and power of His might and be the soldiers that God's called us to be and the prayer warriors and all that. PJ, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, and I want to get back to a point that you made earlier.
Yeah.
Just slightly earlier, because it all ties in with this. You know, when Jesus said, rejoice when blessed are you when men persecute you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Amen. Matthew 5:10-12.
Yeah, and I see a lot of times and where Christians are not rejoicing, they're whining.
Right.
Okay, I mean, I read the news, I get a couple of fairly religiously conservative feeds on my phone. And it's like, this court decision was handed down and they're attacking me, Lord. Oh, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Rejoice. Stop whining.
Amen.
And rejoice. I mean, that's just one of my pet peeves.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, we're being attacked because we're Christian. Of course you are. You live in the world. The world
that's
is dead
right.
set
Amen.
Against you.
Amen.
Wake up. It doesn't matter who's president.
Right.
It doesn't matter who's in Congress.
That's right.
It doesn't matter who's the governor of your state or the mayor of your town. Jesus is still King.
And Lord. Amen.
That's the important point. The world could care less about Christians.
Right.
Okay? I'm sorry to say that.
No, but you're right. And we got to get our focus straightened out.
Exactly.
We get, especially in an election year, I think people get so caught up in this and that and blah, blah, blah. And this is not a political show and we're not going to talk about it. But they do get so caught up and lose their focus sometimes.
And if we keep our eyes on Jesus, the author.
Yes. Amen.
Hebrews say, consider him who endured such persecution.
Right.
Okay. Keeping our eyes on him.
Fixing our eyes on Jesus.
That's the most important thing, because otherwise.
Right.
Otherwise, we're just going to flounder. We're going to sink.
Right. Amen. Megan, talk to us about that before we get to this next song. Speaking of sink.
Oh, you know.
The next song is Oceans by Hillsong. So speaking of sinking, goodness. PJ didn't intend that little pun, but he did it anyway.
Well, that's a powerful song.
He's looking like Ben Franklin today, by the way. I don't know. He's got his glasses, Megan, down on his nose.
Well, yeah, that's the only place they'll fit
well. That's the only place they fit well. And he just looks like Ben Franklin in there with a haircut. That's all. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got distracted looking at him.
No worries. Oh, you know, we are here for one purpose, and that is to love others as he loves us.
Amen.
And that is something that the Lord reiterated to me. I think over a couple of years ago, I was sitting in church and someone was speaking about what is the Lord telling you right now? And I was going through a time where I was being mocked. And I was struggling with it because it hurts when it happens.
Sure it does.
And, you know, I asked the Lord, my heart heal.
We're having trouble with your feed, Megan. It's like coming and going.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, try again. Go ahead.
Okay. My heart will never be hardened. I will love.
You may have to switch the phone line or something. We lost you entirely now.
I'll call back.
Okay. You know, she's right. We don't want to harden our hearts when we're going through difficult times. And when we are being persecuted. But again, Matthew 5:10-12, the words of Jesus. you're going to be persecuted. Jump for joy. Rejoice. Because you know that you're on the right path. And Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that before we go to Oceans by Hillsong? I'm sorry.
There.
I accidentally hit the wrong button. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's important, and I was thinking back to something we talked about on Wednesday too, about being single-minded. We can look around at all the, you know, Jesus says because of lawlessness, the increase of lawlessness, the love, the agape of the many will grow cold. And I made the point, that's agape. Unsaved people don't usually have agape.
Right.
That's talking about Christian love, the love of God. And so Jesus is talking about Christians that are getting cold.
That's right.
And falling away.
Yes.
Because we focus on the lawlessness. And
right.
Yeah, it's horrible out there.
Right.
But if you focus on the lawlessness, you're going to become the lawlessness. Whatever you focus on is what you become. If you focus on the Word, you'll become the Word. You'll become like the Word.
Amen.
If you focus on the Spirit, you become like the Spirit. And of course, we need both of those. But if you focus on lawlessness or the persecution, then you just, you know, that's not where your focus needs to be. Your focus needs to be on Jesus.
Uh-huh. One of the lines of this song, Oceans by Hillsong, is your grace abounds in deepest waters. Love this song.
You are
Amen. My soul thirsts in your embrace. I am yours.
And you are mine.
You are mine. Nan, you have a poem that God just gave you?
I do.
Whoa, let me get your mic on now. Okay, go ahead.
I do, and I'd like to say, Megan, I thought of you while God was inspiring this poem. Help me to trust you when things seem tough or wrong. I believe that you are in control, and through the difficulties, I'll become strong. I will look to you for my strength. I believe you'll see me through. I know you will help me. I know I can depend upon you. Let my life shine to others that they may really, truly see. I desire to always bring you glory. That's where I stand in ministry.
Whoa, that's beautiful. And God just gave that to her during that song. Megan, do you want to comment on that before we go to verse 14 of 2 Peter 3?
Oh, well, that's me to a T.
Me to the T. There you go.
Me to a T. Because, as I've said, what we've been through as a family with losing a child is now, no matter what happens, I know that nothing can be harder than that, because
right.
If I can get through that with the Lord, I can get through anything.
Yes.
And I have had so many prayers answered, and people will probably think that I'm crazy, which I am. I'm a Jesus freak.
Yes.
I prayed that the chains would be broken over my husband, over the job that was holding him captive.
Right.
And he prayed in unison that very next day for the Lord to guide him in what should happen. And he said, Lord, if I'm meant to move on from this position, then you make it happen. And guess what? That very next day, it happened. He was released from his position with a company that had been binding him for 14 years.
There you go.
It had been binding him from being the man of God and the husband that he is to be.
Right.
And so, you know, we are going through another really tough time. And it's coming to the point now where we're getting tight again, and it's like, Lord, we don't know where it's coming from, but we know that the finances and the food will be put on our table. And just as you said, Pastor, earlier, that you, in your journal, you've been able to mark off some things.
Yes.
That you were praying about.
Major.
So have we. So
yes,
have we.
Praise God.
Too. And it's just, you have to sit back, and I love that song where it says, let me walk where I have no borders.
Right.
And that is such a powerful
Woo!
Statement, because
yes.
when we are confined, we can't grow. And
right.
we need to let the Lord knock those borders down and open it up so that we can walk freely on this earth.
Amen, Woo! Girl. You preach it. Woo! I heard Mommy Betty go.
I heard somebody in the background.
I heard Mama Betty amen you, Megan.
She's amening me.
No, that's so good, Mama. 2 Peter 3, verse 14. So, my dear friends, since this is what you have to look forward to, do your very best to be found living at your best in purity and peace. And interpret our Master's patient restraint for what it is, salvation. In other words, just because Jesus hasn't come back yet, it's because he wants as many to be saved as possible is what Peter is saying here. But I love this. Do your very best to be found living at your best. You know, the name of this show, and has been now for 10 years, is Living the Good Life. And that's on purpose. Living that good life that God has for us. Living the life that is based on his goodness. His goodness. His faithfulness to us. And God, Peter is saying here, reminding us, live at your best in purity and peace. And then I want to go down to verse 17, and then I want to get your comments, PJ, and then Megan. But you, friends, are well warned. Be on guard, lest you lose your footing and get swept off your feet by these lawless and loose-talking teachers. Grow in grace and understanding of your Master, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master now and forever. Yes, amen. Verses 17 and 18 of 2 Peter chapter 3 is how Peter ends his second book. PJ and then Nan. Then Megan. And Nan, whatever. Sorry about that. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, yeah, I really like these verses, and I like what's tucked in between there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what a great way for Peter to end this letter.
It is.
He says, you know, just first of all, be diligent, to live a Christian life.
Right.
Work at it.
Work
in
at
other
it.
Words.
Yes.
It's not,
be diligent.
You know, it's not something that normally is going to come naturally to any of us because think of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, etc.
Amen.
Those are usually not qualities on our own that we tend to abound in.
Right. We have to
develop
them.
We have to develop. That's where they're fruit. They have to grow.
They have to grow.
And, you know, Peter's saying, be diligent to be found there. And,
amen.
You know, it, in the New King James, it says to be found in him in peace without spot and blameless.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that in peace because, you know,
we
talk so much about that.
Yes.
Be found in him in peace.
Peace.
Be at peace
he
with
peace.
God.
Be at peace, yes.
Be at peace with God.
Right.
And that which kind of goes back up to verse 14, or the earlier verses about you know, the day with God is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like a day. And then he repeats it in verse 14. God is patient. He's long-suffering.
Yes, he is.
The New King James uses long-suffering, and I kind of like that because God does put up with a lot. So
he suffers a long time with some of us.
He suffers a long time. But the important, it's so cool in that we need to remember that, like what you said, that he wants us, he wants as many as can
exactly.
to come to him.
That's right.
And then, you know, Peter says in verse 17, I've told you this beforehand, lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
Right.
So any one of us.
Absolutely.
Could be led away.
Oh, absolutely.
And that, on one hand, that's kind of scary, and I can just hear some people saying, oh, not me. I'm not me. I could never be deceived.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Lose your focus. And,
you could lose your focus. And,
yes.
And if you lose your, I'm still picturing that little path going off in two directions in
my
head.
Right.
You lose your focus, and I think it becomes foggy.
Mm-hmm.
And bear with me on this little metaphor of mine.
Okay.
But the road becomes really foggy, and you tend to, you're not going to go down the right path because you're not going to be able to see the light in front of you because you lost your focus.
Right.
And maybe the light got too far ahead.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, if you're following like, if you're in a caravan and if you don't focus on following the caravan, you can get lost in the desert.
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing here. Peter is saying, keep your focus on Jesus, because if you don't, you run the risk of wandering off somewhere.
Amen. Woo, good points. Megan, before we go to break here and before we start our second hour, comment on all that.
I totally agree with PJ. Is that, you know, it is easy to lose focus because there are so many distractions.
Oh, yeah.
And we can get lost within ourselves.
Right.
And I'll put my hand in the air. I've done that. And people are totally right. It gets foggy because we stop following the light. We stop walking beside it.
Right.
We get off on our own tangents of being self-absorbed, full of pride, whatever it is, anger. There's multiple things. But that's where we have to learn to refocus our eyes on the prize. And that's God.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so simple to get lost, but it's also so simple to turn around.
Amen.
And start back over.
Amen. The word says in 1 John 1:9, our Christian's bar of soap, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So it's a daily walk. It's a moment-by-moment walk. And when we realize that we're into worry, doubt, fear, whatever the sinful situation is in our lives, it's time to just immediately turn to God and say, I repent. I recognize it for what it is, and I repent. You know, earlier we mentioned the need for praying for each other. The prayer requests come in amazing numbers to our prayer line and have for the last several years. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, who's on the show here today, PJ, and Megan's mama, Betty, and Shell from our church are the three that that do the prayer line and receive those requests and write the prayers and send them out. And PJ, just a quick comment here because we're running down to the top of the hour and we need to do station ID. I can't believe this hour has just flown by. We're going to Matthew chapter 25, everybody. You can be turning there in a minute. But PJ, just comment on the prayer line. And then Megan, I want you to comment on our Thursday night show. Go ahead.
All right. The prayer line is, you can send your prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And either, like Pastor said, either myself, Betty, or Shell will pick those prayers up. And we will send out a prayer of agreement to all the people on our prayer, you know, on our prayer team. We are a church that believes that God answers prayer.
Amen and amen and a thousand times.
Amen.
Over.
And that's why I always encourage people, as I said earlier, when God answers your prayer, please let us know. We'd love to hear about answered prayer. We also love to pray for you. So, and it doesn't matter how big, how small. Our God is beyond, like, just like he's kind of beyond time, as we talked about earlier, he's beyond size of prayer.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how small. He's concerned with the smallest Amen. Detail of your life to the most traumatic thing
7X.
You might be going through. So
exactly.
Whatever it is, send your prayer request.
Amen.
And we will pray for you.
Amen. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Megan, Thursday night show. Tell them about it.
It is Go Yard.
And which means?
It stands for hitting a home run. And it's with you, with your other alias of Mama Mac,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Mm-hmm.
And every Thursday night, you're on at 6:05. And you guys are a life coaching show. And it's interactive. People can call, text in. In fact, that's awesome when people do, when they call in and ask questions. But it's a show that you don't want to miss on Thursday night.
Yes, and go to our website to hear past shows for the last 2 years. GoYard2014.org, O-R-G. GoYard2014.org. And yes, Mama Mac, that's me and Dr. Angel. And now we have a third show going on. And it is being played in our radio station that we have assembled and put together in Puebla, Mexico. This is a new ministry, a Beacon of Hope. We are tithing to that ministry. In February, I took all the equipment with me by myself and the Lord and got through customs somehow in Mexico City with all the radio equipment. And of course, radio's in my blood. I love it. Been doing radio for a number of years. And so we set up a radio station there. Enrique Cetano is our head of our programming and actually does all of the technical stuff too there. And I do a show there every week, a couple times a week now in Spanish. And the name of the show in English is Awake My Soul. In Spanish, it is Despiértame Hoy. And I'll be going back there soon, hopefully in September, and to minister and to continue to expand our radio ministry in Puebla, Mexico, a town of almost 2 million people, which I love this place and these people so very much. You can give towards that ministry or you can give towards this radio ministry. We don't talk about money much, but go to our website, bohmglobal.com, bottom of the front page, homepage. You can go to donations. It'll open PayPal, and you can specify if you want your donations, tithes, offerings to go.